A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
According to Politico, some Senate Democrats don't even want witnesses to be called, believing the president's speech before the violent protest is all they need to focus on. However, Utah State University political science professor Michael Lyon says senators should look at more than just the words that were said.
It's unlikely that there will be a conviction here, but, you know, it in the modern era of deeply divided partisanship, almost nothing that happens in government anymore surprises me.
The question is, did the president tell his supporters to storm the Capitol?
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
No, and Lyons believes it would be impossible to say President Trump deliberately intended to instigate something that turned into a riot. However, he says the president's comments about the election being stolen could only stir up his supporters to anger.
One contextual factor is the mentality of the people who were demonstrating.
Lyons and his colleague, Utah State University political science professor Damon Kahn, agree the Constitution is not very clear on whether the Senate has the authority to hold the trial for a former president. However, Kahn says the Senate has tried other politicians after they were out of office. For example, Senator William Blount of Tennessee in 1797.
He, as a senator, was involved in a scheme to give away parts of Louisiana and Florida to the British government. And when this was uncovered, it was a tremendous scandal.
And Kahn says if the Senate wants to bar the former president from holding office again, they can't do that until they do have a trial.
In my mind, it's very clear that the Senate has an obligation to hold a trial.
Tomorrow, KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz lays out why most Senate Republicans believe it's unconstitutional to even hold the trial, and how the former president's legal team argues he did not incite an insurrection. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.